ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the seventh canto, second chapter. We're going to read texts 3 to 6. And is 6 on the board? So I'll just read the first few. Exhibiting his terrible teeth, fierce glance and frowning eyebrows, terrible to see, he took up his weapon, a trident, and thus began speaking to his associates, the assembled demons. O Danavas and Daityas, O Dvimurdha, Traksha, Sambara, Satabahu, O Hayagriva, Namuchi, Paka, in Ilvala, O Viprachiti, Puloman, Sukuna, and other demons. All of you, kindly hear me attentively, and then act according to my words without delay. So today's verse. Sapatnar Gatitaha Ksudrar Brata me daitaha surit parshni grahena harina samenapi upadhavanai sapatnar gatita ksudrar Bratame daita surit Parshni grahena harina Samenapi upadavanaha Sapatnar gatita haksudrar Bratame daita surit Parshni grahena harina Samenapi upadhavanai Sapatnar gatatita ksudrar Bratame daita surit Parshni grahena harina Samenapi upadavanaha. Vaishnavis? Sapatni nai by the enemies. Gatitaha killed. Ksudrai insignificant in power. Brata brother. Me my. Daitaha very dear. Surit well wisher. Parshni Grahena attacking from the rear. Harina by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Samena equal to everyone, both the demigods and the demons. Api although. Upadhavanai by the worshippers, the demigods. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My insignificant enemies, the demigods, have combined to kill my very dear and obedient well-wisher, my brother Hiranyaksha. Although the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, is always equal to both of us, namely the demigods and the demons, this time, being devoutly worshipped by the demigods, he has taken their side and helped them kill Hiranyaksha. Please repeat. My insignificant enemies, the demigods, have combined to kill my very dear and obedient well-wisher, my brother Hiranyaksha. Although the Supreme Lord Vishnu is always equal to both of us, namely the demigods and the demons, this time, being devoutly worshipped by the demigods, he has taken their side and helped them kill Hiranyaksha. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. The Lord is equal to all living entities. Since the demigods and the demons are both living entities, how is it possible that the Lord is partial to one class of living beings and opposed to another? Actually, it is not possible for the Lord to be partial. Nonetheless, since the demigods, the devotees, always strictly follow the Supreme Lord's orders, because of sincerity, they are victorious over the demons. Who knows that the Supreme Lord is Vishnu, but do not follow his instructions? Because of constantly remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, the demons generally attain Sayuja Mukti after death. The demon, Hiranyakashipu, accused the Lord of being partial because the demigods worshipped him. But in fact, the Lord, like the government, is not partial at all. The government is not partial to any citizen. But if a citizen is law-abiding, he receives abundant opportunities from the state laws to live peacefully and fulfill his real interests. Om Agyana Tumanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksus Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Upagadamayam Dadanti Svahapadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tubhyascha kripasindubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sapatnar gatita ksudrar bratame daita surit parsni grahena harina samenapi upadhavanai. My insignificant enemies, the demigods, have combined to kill my very dear and obedient well-wisher, my brother Hiranyaksha. Although the Supreme Lord Vishnu is always equal to both of us, namely the demigods and the demons. This time, being devoutly worshipped by the demigods, he has taken their side and helped them kill Hiranyaksha. So here, we're listening to a demon and how he talks. You can see in his tone of voice, he's very angry and is envious. And he's out to get even with Vishnu. So he wants to try to kill Vishnu, and he thinks that if he kills Vishnu, then he's going to destroy all Vedic culture, destroy all the Brahmanas and everything. And he tells all his friends, demoniac friends, demoniac association, to actually come and torture these devotees, go to earth and destroy these people that are performing Vedic sacrifices and that are following Krishna. They're actually obedient. They should be obedient to me. This is the demon's mentality. That, as he says here, these insignificant enemies, the demigods. So he thinks, you know, I'm something special, I'm great. They're so insignificant, let's just kill them. He's my enemy, therefore I will kill him. This is their mentality. And he thinks that if he is in charge and everybody worships him, then he will be happy because his senses will be satisfied. So this is the attitude of a demon. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that actually Krishna is equal to everyone, to both the demons and the demigods. But Krishna, he is the father to both of them. Sometimes we may see one son is very obedient and the father is very happy and he gives him, you know, some praise or gives him a present or something. But another son is very disobedient. He's acting some nonsense. You know, kids do that. So he may slap him. Does that mean that the parent's not equal? No, he's equal. He's trying to guide his dependent in a proper way. So this is Krishna. Krishna is equal to everyone and everybody has a chance to surrender. This is the supreme instruction. And Prabhupada quoted this thousands of times. Sarva dharma pritya mana kam saranam vaja. Aham tvam sarve papebhyo moksha yishamai asachaha. So just surrender to Krishna. You know, abandon all other varieties of religions. And don't fear. You know, Krishna promises he will protect you. So Krishna is promising to protect anybody that surrenders. So they have their free will. Krishna is like a desire tree. He can fulfill anyone's desire. So the demon may have a desire to try to enjoy separately from Krishna. Krishna made this arrangement. Okay, you can try to act like you're the Lord. But you're going to be in a place where it is illusory. Actually, you can't really enjoy here. It's not possible. In fact, it's going to be full of suffering and miseries. Especially if you do not follow my instructions. And this is what Prabhupada indicated here. In one word, why were the demigods always victorious over the demons? Exactly, sincerity. Yes, because they are very sincere in following the orders of Krishna. They were always law-abiding. They were law-abiding like citizens. Just like we see the government is equal to everyone and everyone's under their shelter. The law-abiding citizens are given full protection by the government. And the citizens don't see the government as an enemy or as somebody that they're fearful of. They actually look at them as if they were their well-wisher. But the criminal, the lawbreaker, he actually sees the government as his enemy. You know, they hide from them or they try to kill them or do something like that. So this is the criminal and the, what's the opposite, law-abiding citizen, the good guy. They're following the government's laws. And they have no reason to be fearful. The laws are there, you know, drive on the right side. If you drive on the left side, then immediately you'll be punished. And this is the laws of nature Krishna has created in this mature world. Similarly, we are given instructions. In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sixth canto is instructions for law-abiding citizens, for the law-abiding living entities. All these instructions are given there on how to live properly. And if we don't follow them according to what Krishna's plan is, then we suffer. Even though the criminal may think, oh, I'm independent, you know, I can get away with this and I could do so many things. We're free. But they're not free. They will get caught and they'll be punished. And they'll be put in prison. They're given shelter in that way. So this is Krishna. He's like the government. And what happens with the law-abiding citizens, they're given so many abundant opportunities, you know, from the state laws. They're able to live peacefully. They get a lot of benefits, protection, in so many different ways. Similarly, if we follow the laws of God, the laws of nature, then we won't experience so much suffering and diseases and anxieties like that. There was one interesting study. There was a test done in China. And there was these doctors. They actually discovered that a lot of their patients, they were giving them a plant-based diet. And their health improved. Actually, it reversed. All their cancers were reversed. They didn't need to take chemotherapies. Even some of these people were, you know, rejects from chemo and all these other drugs. But then they put them on a plant-based diet and monitored them very closely. And they actually reversed. They actually became healed. So Krishna, all the natural drugs are given in nature. But the demons, they think that we can imitate Krishna. We can make drugs as synthetic. And we can sell them to people and make money. But no, everything's already there. The mountains, the oceans. The mountains are to produce drugs. And when it rains, it feeds the fields with proper nourishment, you know, fertilizer, so many different things like that. The oceans are supposed to be meant for full of jewels and pearls and coral. But nowadays, they're just using the oceans to do massive fishing. You know, all these tons of fish that they get is not worth even like one or a few pearls that they could find in the ocean. But yet these demons are thinking, oh, we need this kind of diet. So they did this test in China. They went to like 65 different counties, different areas, and thousands of people they tested. And they put them, there were actually a lot of them are diseased, and they put them on a plant-based diet, and they reversed all their symptoms. They actually became healthy. But despite all this search, it even made it in the New York Times, this news. But yet, if you look at China now, there's an increase in disease, in cancers, and so many different things. Because we have the demoniac people not following the laws of God. They're bringing, you know, McDonald's and cheeseburgers and hamburgers and so many different things. And because the illusory energy is so strong and Maya is so strong, making everyone think that we are independent. This is actually Kali. This is a symptom of Kali. That they think you don't have to follow any authority. Just do whatever you like. Don't follow the laws of God. Don't follow the laws of the state. Whatever you feel like doing, go ahead. It's okay. Just enjoy. You know, but they find that they're suffering. So this is what happened, that all these industries came to China, and all these people, they just started eating meat and everything because of the glamour, the attraction, like a moth for a fire. It's very attractive, so they go for it. And they interviewed a lot of the people there, and they sound just like Americans, the same arguments. Yeah, meat is good for you. It gives you protein. It gives you so many good things. So therefore, they're all suffering in a rise, an alarming rise of so many diseases and cancers. But yet, The simple laws are there. If we just follow them, we'll be happy. This is what Prabhupada mentions here, law-abiding. This is the demigods. They're following the laws of God. But when one's following laws, you know, one may think, oh, I'm just being controlled. I'm being, you know, like going against my will. I'm feeling like this is a burden. But actually, the good citizens are happy. They don't see the policemen as their enemies. And similarly, there's many devotees of Krishna. They know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But yet, they don't think that, oh, there's some pressure on me that, you know, I'm forcing me to do this and do that. But no, they do everything out of love. Like the gopis, sometimes they'll be, you know, serving Krishna in so many different ways. And all of a sudden, by chance, they'll kind of get the realization, oh, this is Krishna or this is God. And they'll be shocked. So they're always under the orders and the laws of Krishna, but yet they feel, this is in love. I'm in love with Krishna. I'd love to do this. So if you're actually living according to what Krishna's plan is, you know, what his system is set up, then we'll be completely happy, we'll be completely blissful. And this is what Prabhupada wanted. This is why he started the Gurukul. It's so important. You know, the Gurukul. He said, you know, many people are interested in schools now and they want their kids to be very successful. They want them to be happy and they don't want them to suffer. So therefore, there's schools. But yet, the schools, they're teaching people how, as Prabhupada called them, like demon factories, how to enjoy your senses more, how to develop economic development. But Prabhupada wanted them to also learn the science of God, the codes of religion, how to develop character, how to be obedient, how to accept authority. And when they do that, then they become very happy. And they become good citizens, law-abiding citizens. You know, they're very industrious, they're very happy, they're very responsible. And Prabhupada wanted that. He said, This is the future of our society. And that these will be the future leaders. And by their preaching, they can change the world. This is what Prabhupada wanted. He wanted that Krishna consciousness, the awareness of Krishna, the awareness of God and everything is there in everyone's consciousness. And if they have that, they will always know, oh, everything is for Krishna. This is for Krishna. You know, my service is for Krishna. All the intention should be how to satisfy the Yajna Purusha, Krishna. And then when we satisfy Krishna, automatically we're satisfied. Prabhupada uses so many different analogies like that. Like the hand is satisfied if it just feeds the stomach. All the trees, leaves, branches, fruits, everything is satisfied if you just water the root. So that's what our goal is, to water the root of Krishna consciousness. And this is what the demon, Hiranyakashipu, he's thinking. He knows that Vishnu's like a root, and I'll uproot him, and then I'll kill him. But you can't. Krishna's God. He's more powerful than what the demons think they are. So, this is the beauty of being in a society of devotees, because association is so powerful. Prabhupada says, by association, you become infected. Just like if you have association of a nice, you know, nice friend, you guys, you're going to offer food to each other and exchanges and so many different things. So if that person is diseased, say has tuberculosis or some kind of contagious disease, then the food that you eat from them, then you'll become diseased. And they'll get your infection, your contamination. Just like they used to do these, give these poison to these young girls, little tiny poison to these young girls. You know, and gradually as they grew up into womanhood, their whole body was completely nothing but poison. So they would send them to the enemy line, And these girls, they would kiss some of this, the soldiers or leaders, whoever, and immediately they would die. So this is the power of the modes of material nature. Simply by associating with the mode of ignorance, you're infected and you're forced to act. So you're always under some kind of authority. This is the stupidity, the madness of the demons. They think that they're independent, but they're constantly under the modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, ignorance, suffering, the laws of nature, birth, old age, disease and death. But Krishna consciousness is meant to give us this science, gives us the knowledge, the rules, the laws by which to live in order to be happy and blissful. So this is all I'd like to say at this time. Maybe there's some comments or questions, realizations. We have a couple minutes. Yes, Prabhu. Ganesh Prabhu.
I know that this morning the announcement for the Harinam was made, but I just wanted to give an update on the weather situation for the Sankirtan devotees and the Harinam devotees, that the weather event we're supposed to have will be a late night event, most likely. And into tomorrow morning, that means today will be green light for Sankirtan and Harinam. Okay, so let's all get fired up.
Sankirtan Jagya Ki Jai. Jai. Devotees giving their association and infecting the conditioned souls. Jai. Any comments? Somebody had a hand? No? Okay, thank you for your kind attention. All glories to the Srimad Bhagavatam.